This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, Election Day, November the 5th, 2019 is upon us on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the... Oh, yeah. No. Where's the real birthday song? Happy birthday to you.
Don't complain. No. Come on. Happy birthday, Dougie.
Yeah, this is way better. This is wrong. Let's all of you together.
You thought you were going to get away from us.
No, I knew exactly. I woke up and I thought, Jennifer has gotten the rest of them into the spirit, the mood, or at least the frame of reference that, actually my birthday is until 12:45, but,
we'll ignore it till then.
Thank you. That's one of the most infectious things. Kara has one of the most infectious laughs. I really enjoy her laughs. And Jennifer has a good sense of humor. Victoria, you've just got it all. It's wonderful.
Thanks. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is about me. You're right. It's all about me. Needs to be all about me. Isn't that funny how people are?
What's your birthday wish for this year?
My birthday wish is that we have lots of birthday wishes that have nothing to do with me, actually. They have to do with the family and things that are going on the farm and that sort of stuff. For me, I think I have found, for the most part, peace and love, the kind of experience that Marianne Williamson describes, actually. What I would like, thank you, that's a good question, because I really, I appreciate her bringing into the discussion the whole business about peace and love and what it takes to really succeed or what it will take for all of us. So I think my wish is for that, Jennifer, as corny as it may sound, the business that goes on here, and when you look around the world, you know, when I saw that thing about the Ayatollah saying, we're not going to talk to the United States, you can get angry about stuff like that, but then you realize where he's coming from. And the same thing holds for most anybody that it's easy to get angry at or issues that are easy to get angry about. Think it through, make a case for something being better, and I think that's just really kind of my birthday wish. Let's make it better. Let's make everything. Let's make my life better. My life is great, but it always can be better. Jennifer, you've got a great life. It could be better. Victoria, you've got a great life. Could be better. Kara, all of us, the same thing, and everybody listening to the program right now has a life. Hopefully it is much better than not. But can it be better? Can you do better? Yeah, we can all do better. And that's my wish, actually, to do better with what I have. And I really started to kind of come around to that, even though I am, Victoria, be happy to say, I am Captain Curmudgeon-y from time to time. I thought, excuse me, I'm coming. Somebody sneezed in my face at the wedding on Saturday, and as happens, my immune system is strong, but sometimes, and that's strong enough to ward off that. The last time I had what seemed to be a cold. I'll shake it in the next 24 hours or so. But it was on a plane. And I get up to go to the bathroom, and some guy had come down the aisle and did exactly the same right in my face.
Oh.
Right in my face. Gross. And so no matter what, it's hard to kind of to dance away from that. There are things I want to accomplish that this next year hopefully will bring into focus. I want to be just like Ryan Seacrest when I grow up. How's that for a birthday wish?
Who doesn't?
That's right, exactly. All right, so Jennifer, what do we have that is trending, that has caught your eye, your attention?
Other than your birthday.
Other than my birthday. Happy birthday. Yes, thank you very much.
Unfortunately, this is not a great trending story to give you after we celebrated your birthday, but at least 9 people, including 6 children, who lived in a religious community of U.S. citizens in northern Mexico, were killed Monday in what could be a case of mistaken identity, according to officials, after drug trafficking rivals got into a shootout with cartel gunmen, according to the family. More than a dozen other members of La Mora, a decades-old settlement in Sonora, in the state founded as part of the offshoot of the Mormon Church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, were missing after the attack on a convoy of 3 SUVs carrying community members. A relative who asked not to be named because she's afraid told the Associated Press. Now, another relative shared a video on Facebook that showed a burnt-out, bullet-ridden SUV where bodies of a woman identified as Rhonda Maria LeBaron and her 4 children, twin 6-month-olds and 2 others aged 8 and 10, were found outside of the town of Bavisp, I believe, where the settlement is located. The LeBarons were American citizens, according to all reporting. Relatives claim that the cartel members kidnapped surviving church members after the initial shootout. Langford, who is speaking about this, grew up in the settlement but now lives back in the United States and was telling the Salt Lake Tribune about this attack. He said the bodies of the 2 other mothers are in the group are 43-year-old Donna Ray Langford and 31-year-old Christina Marie Langford. They were found in a separate location on Monday. A third relative said a 4-year-old girl and a 6-year-old boy were also killed, which brings death toll to at least 9. Mexico's Department of Security and Citizen Protection said security forces were reinforced with National Guard, Army, and state police troops in the area, and they reported about the disappearance and the aggression against these groups. The troops were searching for the missing community members, and now they're saying the group could include up to 11 more children. Wow. So this is a really strange story, and just shows you the lawlessness that's going on in Mexico. I don't know. According to this guy's Facebook page, this Langford guy, his Facebook page, he said one of the older boys in the group managed to escape and got 6 of the kids from the group out from the shootout. He was able to run back to his home in the Lamora settlement, which, I guess to put in perspective, is 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona, so pretty close to our border. He said he left the other children who were injured hidden on the side of the road, and ultimately no one knows exactly how many people were actually caught up in this thing at this point. So.
Seems to me. Yeah, there were a number of, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. I remember a story, and I just was trying to Google it, and I can't find it yet. It was not a good part of Mexico, but there was a big shootout. It was more of a drug shootout, though, than anything else.
And wasn't that when they were trying to arrest El Chapo's son? There was a whole bunch of...
Yeah, maybe that was it. That could have been it. Yeah,
that wasn't that long ago.
No,
you hear his wife is going to be on a reality show?
Cartel, yeah.
Cartel Wives? Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
In Mexico?
No, here.
I think it's here, yeah.
Here?
Like,
yeah,
Mob Wives. There was Mob Wives, and now there's going to be Cartel Wives.
Good God.
Yeah, why not glorify people in the mob and the cartel, you know?
You can make
money off of it, sure.
Right. Yep. Let's hear it for the scum of the television world, because there are scum there, as there are scum on radio and scum... And
there's
religion.
Scum everywhere.
Scum, yeah, exactly. Speaking of scum, I was making reference to the Ayatollah who was talking to a large group of students, talking about America, where the enemy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the big Satan. This is the annual anti-American demonstration that has been held. This was back the 40th anniversary of when the university, the U.S. Embassy in Tehran was overrun by locals. 52 Americans were held. Remember when it was the last Jimmy Carter went on the inaugural day, he went over and got them when Ronald Reagan became president in 1980.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that. So it started today and then ended, you know, the 1st of January. So that's when the 40th anniversary of the end of it takes place. What I get a kick out of, you know, this the thing about being smart or maybe knowledgeable, that's not... I won't label myself as being smart, but I am pretty knowledgeable or aware of what's going on. Do you know what country in the Middle East has more people come to our country to and do it the right way, to live and work, go to school, and stay here? What country do you think that is? Girls, let me give you a hint. The country's name begins with an I, and there are 4 letters in it.
Yeah, Iran.
Yeah.
I mean, there are more people from our Iranian friends. I would have guessed Iran. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. More people. So the Ayatollah can beat his chest all he wants and come up with all this stuff, and the news media can print all this garbage. But in reality, the people who are there don't. That doesn't fix the problem. It just shows you how many people want to escape. It's kind of like the stat I saw yesterday, Jennifer, of the number of people leaving California. Excuse me.
Mass exodus out of here.
Yeah. Hundreds of thousands of people the last couple of years have left California. And you say, well, where do they go? Well, they go to Austin. They go to San Antonio. They go to places in New Mexico, up in to Utah, up in the Northwest. They are
the most popular state is still Texas. That's where most Californians are going. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where everyone in New Jersey is going, but last year, New Jersey was the number one state for the most people who left it.
Really?
So I think a big chunk went to Florida because the property tax in New Jersey is so ridiculously high.
Move to California if you think it's bad in New Jersey. Oof.
Well, it's bad here
in Massachusetts, too. It's silly.
Brutal.
They waste so much money. It's the property tax, the gas tax,
they make it incredibly difficult to have a life in California.
Yeah.
So then you have the very rich and the very poor. So people are sleeping on the streets and in mansions and everybody else is going to Texas.
There's a story in the Wall Street Journal
about the far, far left.
How many, let me see if I can find it. I saved it actually. The number of homes priced over $100 million that are for sale in California and elsewhere, down in Nantucket. I mean, here, there, and everywhere. And who's buying them? There are some Americans who run hedge funds and that sort of thing that are buying them. But more often than not, they're very wealthy Russians. There are a few Saudis, and there are some Chinese. Chinese are buying a lot, and Indians, too, that are moving into these people that have, you know, people decry wealth. Some people decry wealth in our country, but it isn't, more often than not, it's not Americans that have and are able to buy the big ticket. Plenty of wealthy Americans like Zuckerberg and Bloomberg and that bunch, but there still are many more who are from outside the country that want to come here. People still, as crazy as it is here, people still want to come here because there's opportunity, there's good stuff. Pretty easy to get around, that sort of thing. I mentioned the fact that today is local election in hundreds of communities around the country. And it made me think the other day, Victoria, when we were talking about Twitter and how they are telling people they're not going to take ads. And various other outlets may have messed with them. There was a warning from the FCC and the National Association of Broadcasters yesterday because we're entering into the season of a lot of broadcast advertising, and the attorney that represents the FCC said that you are not allowed, he says this to managers of stations, quote, you are not allowed in any way to censor any ad from legally qualified candidates. You read it, you record it, you play it, that's it. You don't mess with it. You cannot alter it in any way. Whatever message they are paying for, you must air. And you can't say no to the ad either, which I thought was kind of interesting. I'd forgotten that, but I remember it from my days as a radio station boss. Here's something. I'm the boss of information when it comes to blood sugar control, because I've had off and on bouts with it. I'm fortunate now that I've been smarter about what I eat, because I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, but I do like ice cream and cake. So my glucose level has up and it's never been over the danger point, but it's flirted with it over the years. So when I found out about Curalin, I was really surprised that it works and it's all natural. They came to me because they know my reputation for talking about things that are helpful, that are all natural, because I won't do any of these sorts of ads unless it's an all natural approach to fixing the problem. This is a dietary supplement, Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, that is guaranteed to address the issue of type 2 diabetes, if you're pre-diabetic or just need a lot of sugar in your blood, healthy blood sugar levels. You owe it to yourself to go to Curalin.net and use the DJV code. Start with the first bottle, $20 off the first order. Join all these people around the country who are taking care of their blood sugar problem, blood sugar level. Make them healthy. Go to Curalin.net, enter promo code DJV to solve the problem.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Christmas song, ladies, isn't it? Me without you, what a great lyric line. It's like a present without a bow. Isn't that a great, that's a great lyric
line. She has so many. I'm such a fan of Kacey Musgraves. She's a great writer. She's got so many great little turns of phrase. She's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when I talk about music and how to make different songs out of 8 notes. Well, there are only 26 letters in the alphabet. Look at all of the words there are, the different combinations of those letters that exist, and how you can use them in a song like this. Yeah. Kacey Musgraves, as Victoria has suggested here, announcing her first holiday special, the Kacey Musgraves Christmas Show. She'll be joined by an all-star cast of collaborators, a variety of classics, original holiday songs. The special is directed by the creator and star of Schitt's Creek.
Dan Levy, yep. You just feel like you're getting away with something.
Schitt's, I am getting away with something. Which, it'll premiere globally on the 29th of this month, feature Ms. Musgraves teaming up with Fred Armisen on Silent Night, Leon Bridges on A Present Without a Bow, the song we just heard a minute or so ago, Camila Cabello on Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, James Corden on Let It Snow, Zoe Deschanel on Meli Kalikimiki. Kamika?
Meli Kalikimaka?
Meli Kalikimaka.
Lana Del Rey on I'll Be Home for Christmas. Kacey's going to be joined by the Radio City Rockettes as well, who'll do one of their famous kickline routines as she sings Ribbons and Bows. The show invites all of her fans to prepare for the most joyful time of the year, Christmas time. It's kind of a whimsical set, dazzling wardrobe changes, that sort of thing.
I imagine this will be kind of like Gwen Stefani's a few years ago, and I loved hers, and her songs are so cute. And Kacey Musgraves has a really fun sense of style, and she wears lots of sparkles and colorful stuff.
That's what I was wondering.
So,
I
imagine this will be pretty fun.
She said, "I can say without a doubt, this project is unlike anything I've ever done. What started as a small seed of an idea one night over a year ago has turned into something I'm very proud of. Some truly brilliant comedic and musical guests are featured in the show, as well as my own grandma. Can't wait. to finally share. The show will be accompanied by an official soundtrack available on Amazon Music and other digital services on the 29th as well. So this will be downloaded where? Where is this going to be? It's not on TV. This will
air on Amazon Prime because they're doing a lot of that stuff, like specials. They had Rihanna's fashion show, the Fenty show, was on Amazon Prime. They're kind of really getting into that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, next up, musically speaking, here on the DJV program for this Tuesday, November the 5th at 26 after the hours, a focus on Harry Styles. Harry gets all excited. He's been teasing fans with these cryptic tweets. Harry finally announcing that his second album, Fine Line, arrives the 13th of next month. He announced his grand return via Twitter with a caption, Fine Line, the album, December 13th. Attached to a photo of his album art, captured in a fisheye lens, Harry's pictured in a pink button-down shirt and white flared trousers. I thought that was the only one who had a pink button-down shirt. The announcement of Fine Line comes after Styles led fans to his Do You Know Who You Are website, teased a potential new song called Watermelon Sugar. Fine Line, his first collection of songs to be released since 2017 self-titled album. He released the single Lights Up last month, which debuted at number 17, I think, on the Billboard chart. So, Lights Up, Lights On for Harry Styles. You excited, Kara? Is this good?
Oh, yeah. I almost texted Victoria about it yesterday, but I thought she'd already liked it on
Instagram. I was already on it.
Harry Styles and his new album in the focus here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly hate crime has been foiled in Pueblo, Colorado. That's where a white supremacist is now under arrest over claims he'd made that he was going to blow up a synagogue there.
Mr. Holzer indicated that he wanted to do something that would let Jewish people in the Pueblo community know that they are not welcome and that, according to him, they should leave or they will die.
That's U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn, who says Richard Holzer was taken into custody by undercover FBI agents after suggesting that bombs should be used to destroy the Temple Emmanuel. The 27-year-old also accused of scouting out the synagogue and attempting to get the explosives to blow it up. A fight broke out at a Popeyes location in Prince George's County, Maryland last night over one of those new sandwiches being offered by the chain. A man ended up fatally stabbed. Another man's on the run. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour, the DJV program on the air, November the 5th, has found its way into our lives. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the path to empowerment. We are here to empower you, empower ourselves in a manner of speaking. And so what better way to do it on my birthday than to look forward to when I'm 108?
Mm-hmm.
Will you still need me when I'm... No, that was when I'm 64. I'm way beyond that. All right, so what's the story, Victoria, of this 108-year-old lady? What can we learn from her?
Well, her name is Dorothy Flowers, and she just turned 108, and she lives at a care home. And so she has lots of friends, apparently, in this care home where she lives, and they started soliciting on Facebook. They wanted to get 108 birthday cards for her. They ended up getting 654 cards sent along with a range of gifts. And one of them was her absolute favorite beverage, which she says is the secret to longevity. Anybody want to take a guess?
Beer.
Cigarettes.
No.
It's a beverage.
Cigarette water. Her wine. Red wine.
No, it's champagne. That is her favorite. She drinks champagne every day. She has a glass of Moët every day. And she says that is the real secret to why she is 108 years old and doing well. She's not the only one. Yeah, she's not the only one. A recent study actually looked at several different people who are over the age of 100 to find out if there were any common denominators, and there is. There's a 102-year-old woman who says that she has a beer every day. Yeah. Two 109-year-olds say that they had whiskey every night, and another 106-year-old said that she has wine and bacon almost every day.
Bacon?
Yes.
Really?
Together.
You know,
Wine and bacon.
I went shopping last night, grocery shopping at the food store,
store for those of you
getting,
who don't know.
You know, because I've been eating fish off and on with moderate regularity, a couple times a week maybe, and I started thinking about what we were talking about. Actually, the kids and I were talking about it over the weekend at the wedding when we looked at the things that were available to eat. Megan is better at this than Brendan is. Better is a pejorative, but Brendan eats a pretty good amount of meat. Megan doesn't anymore. And I just lost my enthusiasm for eating anything that had been alive that way. Now you can say, well, if you eat veggies, they were alive too. It's not the same thing. It just doesn't feel like the same thing. So that's something else. You were asking me about what I want for my birthday. I want to be able to find really good, healthy food that I can enjoy that will not bother me in an esoteric way. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. So that's the focus on Krispy Kreme. Aha!
That doesn't hurt anybody.
Here's a story. This is an enterprising college student who every day would drive over to Iowa and buy hundreds of boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts and then bring them back and sell them to customers in the Twin Cities where he was in school in St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul. He got a cease and desist order. Krispy Kreme somehow found out about it. They haven't had a store in Minnesota for 11 years. So they sent some official notice to Jason Gonzalez, who comes from Champlin, Minnesota. He drives to Clive, Iowa to pack his car each day with 100 boxes of Krispy Kreme, every one of them 12
donuts.
The
store doesn't run out where he buys them.
I know.
That's
well, they were asking, they're trying to figure out why he's buying so many boxes of Krispy Kreme, and he drove back to deliver them to his customers. Charged $17 a box, in some case, depending on what it was. $17 to $20 a box. The average customer bought 5 boxes. He didn't get a discount from the store where he bought the donuts. But after there was a newspaper report, some pioneering young reporter saw him in his car distributing Krispy Kreme donuts, and they asked him what he was doing. He said, I'm trying to make some money so I can pay for college.
Set up a franchise. Come on.
Right, exactly. he's studying accounting.
But how is that illegal? Resell something that you buy?
Why?
It's illegal because of the, if you're doing it consistently and with a certain brand. I heard a story.
Definitely not Jen's own personal story.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's actually not, really, truly. Yeah. It's, believe me, like I have time or energy for this, but I heard a story about someone who would go to the Victoria's Secret sale, the semi-annual sale, and buy everything, like literally buy out everything that was on sale, and then take it to Mexico where they popped up like a storefront in, I think, Mexico City, and started selling Victoria's Secret stuff in Mexico City.
Wow.
Now, the problem is there is no Victoria's Secret in Mexico City because they don't franchise there, and that didn't turn out well. No.
But see, that's different, though, than just if you're just reselling. Essentially, you're just paying, someone's paying you to deliver them donuts. I don't know how, I don't know.
I think because
they can legally really get him for that.
I bet they will be able to. I don't know how. I don't know exactly what the law is. But I would say the consistency probably of of buying the stuff and selling it. Because there's got to be a lot to go on. First of all, there's quality standards that Krispy Kreme would probably
be. Yeah, that's what they said. It was a liability for them to be selling it.
Right.
So yeah, it, that label, they couldn't control it.
Someone else is buying Krispy Kreme and eating them, and this guy's been carrying them in his car for a couple hours. And
right. Licking them or
yeah,
something
doing
on the
who
way.
Knows what else.
But, like, don't people know where they're getting these donuts from, that this is
people
coming from
stupid.
His car?
Have we not established that?
Also, I would like to say, okay, this guy's trying to make money. Who are the people that are consistently buying 5 boxes of Krispy
That's
Kreme
That's what I'm
donuts?
Wondering.
Well, bring them in the office.
Are a big I deal in places where you can't get them, because one of those brands, it's very similar to, like, White Castle, even though I'm not a big fan of White Castle, but people hear about them. They see them in the movies. They see them kind of immortalized, and so it becomes a big deal for people who can't get White Castle or In-N-Out Burger or
We don't have
In-N-Out
or Krispy Kremes or White Castle here, and I'm not going out and buying
They're just fine, right?
10 boxes
Kara's
of them.
Just fine.
I mean, I love me some car donuts, so I don't know. Maybe I would buy some.
Today is National Redhead Day, also known as Love Your Red Hair Day. In our country, also over in England as well, and some other parts of the world, celebrating this rare color of hair, red hair. I've always thought red hair was very sexy. There are 2 redheaded sisters to thank for this. In 2015, Adrian and Stephanie Vendetti wanted people to be proud of their red hair in response to some negative posting on Kick a Ginger Day site. The term ginger is seen as a derogatory description of people with red hair. As part of their response, these two created their own website, How to Be a Redhead, which eventually added Love Your Redhead, Red Hair Day. So what makes redheads, you might ask, so special? It's about genetics. Both your parents were born with a mutated MC1R gene on chromosome 16. You're probably a redhead. But you can still be born with red hair, even if neither of your parents has it. Miles had red hair when he was born. Still kind of
is this like a new Jeff Foxworthy thing? You might be a redhead.
Might be a redhead. Even if one of your parents is a redhead, there's 1 chance in 2 that their child may be red-haired. If you go back
those
to
those genes
some,
are powerful. All of my cousins
very,
have flaming
freckles.
Red hair.
Yeah, right.
I redheads, always wanted it. Oh, I used to be
you
so
did?
Jealous of red. Oh my gosh, I wanted red hair so bad.
Yeah, but that's because you're like a witch, and that's what used to be the old days.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Redheads like, that's news to me.
Redheads were often accused
Happy
of being
birthday.
Witches who stole the fire of hell and were later burned at the stake during the Spanish
to look forward to, Jen.
Inquisition. Oh, wow. There you go.
Today, I mean, it would be an exciting way to go, I suppose.
National Redhead Day. In sports news, LeBron James is going to help build housing for I Promise Schools, families, I Promise. What do we know about this I Promise school? Is that
that's
his, this
school
is his school, isn't it?
System, yeah, that he started, right. Yeah.
Where is it, L.A.?
No, it's in Ohio, where he's from.
Where he get? Oh, that's right, too. It's in, I remember this.
Akron?
No, it's out of Youngstown. No, it's Youngstown in that area in the Appalachians. Yeah. Okay, I remember this. The LeBron James family.
I don't know,
family.
But Akron is where he's, that's where it's
well, Youngstown and Akron are right next to each other.
Okay.
And that's the entree, if you will, the entrance into the Appalachians down there. Yeah, it's a very poor area. So his foundation and Graduate Hotels have announced plans for the I Promise Village by Graduate Hotels to help I Promise students whose families might be fighting challenges like homelessness, domestic violence, other traumatic or unsafe situations. So we got to have one of these set up in L.A. right under the 5 somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of places around.
A lot of them. Initially, LeBron James said, our work was focused on helping these children learn and be educated, but we found that it's impossible to help them learn if they're struggling to survive, if they're hungry, if they have no heat in the wintertime, if they live in fear for their safety. So we want this place to be their home where they feel safe, supported, loved, knowing that we are right there with them every step of the way as they get back on their feet. The village is in an old Akron apartment building that you were talking about, Victoria. It's going to be renovated, furnished to be ready by July of next year. The I Promise School has 250 at-risk third and fourth graders. They're going to expand from first to eighth grade by 2022. See, this is good. This is what people do with their money. And, you know, I don't, there is.
Well, I think a lot of people criticized him that when he went to L.A., they said, oh, he's going to abandon all the work that he's been doing in Ohio, and he hasn't.
No.
So I think it's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good thing. It's an understanding. Well, let's say, you know, we all ought to know where we come from. And it isn't not, it's not just about location either. It's about experience as much as anything else. You know, I think that's kind of so. All right, Under Armour, the apparel company, had better than expected earnings, but its stock plunged last week because of a federal accounting probe. What do you know about Under Armour athletic?
It's an athletic. Athletic brand. They work with The Rock. Richard Branson's new spacesuits are done by Under Armour. They just unveiled those last week. Under Armour's had a lot of positive endorsement deals and things like that lately. That's probably why their stock has been doing well. But I don't know about the accounting stuff, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, is that Kevin Plank, who's the CEO and has been from the very beginning, just left his position as CEO like a week ago. So he didn't get fired, I don't think.
I thought he did. He got the accounting errors and the way they
were. Well, I mean, he's still involved with the company. He's just not the CEO.
Right. Yeah. Well, he was cooking the books, and that's why the stock prices were up. But I don't know anything about this brand. I think my son wears it, though. He loves these kind of shoes. Are they shoes? Are they sneakers?
It's
whatever.
Everything. It's athletic wear. It's just the same as Nike or Reebok or Adidas or whatever. It's all the same stuff.
So why would you choose one brand over another? I guess it would be my... I always wonder that when you...
Under Armour also, I think, has a really big deal with the NFL. They make the kind of technology... I mean, all the companies do it now, but the kind of technology that soaks the sweat up so you feel dry, but all the sweat goes into the material instead of staying on your body. Lots of technology, like a lot of high-tech stuff is in Under Armour stuff.
All right, television news. Jen Ellen DeGeneres is getting the Carol Burnett Award at the Golden Globes next year. That'll be early in the year, right? Don't they have those in January, February?
January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's the second recipient of this award, which the Hollywood Foreign Press Association gives to somebody who's made an outstanding contribution to TV both on and off the screen. The inaugural award went to Carol Burnett herself. The award is a television counterpart to the Cecil B. DeMille Award, which is the Hollywood Foreign Press gives and that happens at the Golden Globes too, right? So they're both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Tom Hanks got it last year.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Or something
so
like that, maybe.
She's been very good about talking about giving money and stuff. She's been very, very, I think, broad in her scope of trying to help people, spreading kindness and joy through the platform that she has. So anyway, that's something that'll be interesting. She's everywhere, man. She knows how to get the message out. She's done a good job with that. All right, Jennifer, what do we have tonight on the television?
Probably the most exciting thing is The Wonderful World of Disney presents The Little Mermaid Live. That's happening on ABC tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock. They're combining a live performance, like live stage show performances, with the movie, the animated movie from 1989, and they've got a lot of star power behind it. Queen Latifah, Shaggy, who we've been talking so much about lately, Graham Phillips is in this, John Stamos. You can check it out on ABC at 8 o'clock. It should be a lot of fun. The Curse of Oak Island season premiere. This show, I know, has such a cult following. This is on History Channel at 9 o'clock. The season starts again. Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Brie Larson joins him, which probably eats some kind of nasty stuff. That's on National Geographic at 10. On some of the other networks tonight, NCIS is new at 8 o'clock on CBS. The Resident is new on Fox starting at 8, followed by A Girl's Trip to Miami on Empire at 9. The Voice is new tonight on NBC at 8. And Emergence will air live on ABC after The Little Mermaid at 8 o'clock. So there you
What's
go.
Emergence? What's that?
It's actually a really good show. It's about a plane crash, so very similar to Lost, but it's about going through the rubble. They find this girl who ends up being a robot.
Great.
She's a robot? You just spoiled it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
TikTok time is 53 after the hour. Doug with Victoria and the stories of the day that are trending. Microsoft announces, oh, come on, already? Get lost with this stuff. Will you please give me...
Black Friday. It's a big deal.
Oh, God. All right. What is it? I'm not going to listen, but I'll ask you to explain anyway. Yeah.
Microsoft. So we've been talking a little bit. Walmart has already... They already have their pre-Black Friday sales happening right now on electronics. And so Microsoft announced what they're going to be having for their deals this year. And if you're in the market for a new Surface Pro, which is their tablet that actually attaches to a keyboard and it becomes like a little mini laptop, it's a great unit. They've got some really good sales coming up. So the Microsoft's Surface Pro 7, that's their latest one. It's going to be bundled with the type cover. Now, normally when you have a tablet or an iPad, it has that little cover that sort of, you know, snaps onto it. But what's cool about the Microsoft covers is it looks like a regular cover, but when you open it, if it's still attached to the actual tablet, it's actually the keyboard on the inside of the cover. It's a really cool invention. And so, and apparently it works really well. They normally sell for $1,029. They're on sale starting Friday, November 22nd for $799. It also includes the cover. Normally you have to buy the cover separately, so that's a really great deal. Now, if you want the Surface Pro, the low end option, if you just maybe want to surf the internet or if you just want to check email, they have the cheaper model that's $150 marked down. That starts on November 28th. Instead of $749, which is the usual cost, it will only be $599, and also it includes the type cover as well. So the Microsoft Surface Go is the smallest Surface Pro available.
That's also discounted by $150 starting on November 28th. That will only cost you $299, which is a really, really great deal if you're looking for, especially, you know, if you have kids in the house or grandkids for a Christmas gift, that is a really great idea. Starting on November 24th, Microsoft will also discount Xbox One wireless controllers by $20, making them a total of $39. And the Galaxy Note 10 and Note 10 Plus are going to be $200 off. They're both unlocked phones, meaning you can take them to any carrier that you want. They're down to $749 now. They normally are $900. And so that starts on November 21st. Each phone also comes with a free set of Samsung's new wireless headphones called the Galaxy Buds. And those retail for over $100, so you're also getting a really good deal with that. Microsoft says many of the Windows 10 gaming laptops will be up to $400 off starting on November 28th as well. And then on November 14th, Microsoft is going to announce a new slate of Xbox-focused Black Friday deals, so we'll keep you posted on that, too.
Okay. Good job. Google entering the fitness marketplace by buying out Fitbit.
The Geek Out. The empire of Google has decided to gobble up another tech brand with the news of its purchase of Fitbit for $2.1 billion. Fitbit, which has suffered a little bit since the introduction of Apple Watch, gains the power of Google, and Google, which has struggled to gain market share with its own Wear OS wearables, acquires Fitbit not only to add a respected wearable brand, but open a giant door into what really fuels Google, data. Tying all of this new health and activity data to everything else Google collects just expands the company's understanding about consumers and its ability to sell that combination of data back to advertisers. It's early days of how Google's purchase of Fitbit affects both current and future products, but we'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/testmiles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive e-operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019. Excludes all electric vehicles.
Next up here on Tech Talk, NBC Universal is going to maybe have their streaming service free. Well, that'll be an interesting reality. Does that mean ads will go with it? What's the story here?
Yes. So this is kind of an interesting story. It's not confirmed yet, but a lot of tech reporters picked up on this. And so the rumor is that Comcast and NBC Universal, you know, they're going to be, NBC Universal is releasing Peacock. That's the name of their streaming service. And so Comcast and NBC Universal are in the same parent company. The rumor is that Peacock will actually be free, but you will have to sit through some ads. And so this is kind of like how Hulu started out back in the day. Now you have to pay for Hulu, and even if you do pay for it, you still have to sit through ads. But this is pretty remarkable if they're going to go down the free lane for Peacock. Customers who want an ad-free version, they might be able to pay a premium, but details have not been released yet. Peacock, if this is true, it will become the first major streaming platform to be free. They've also got some, they've got the new Punky Brewster, a new Battlestar Galactica. There's going to be a lot of cool stuff happening with NBC Universal.
Cool stuff. That's what we have here on the DJV program at 59.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ah, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.